As part of Highbeat Radio's coverage of the 2017 general election, Emma's been talking to each of the three candidates. She caught up with them all at the New Mills hustings, hosted by Churches Together. On Tuesday, we heard from Lib Dem Charles Lawley. Yesterday, it was Labour's Ruth George. And today, it's the turn of the Conservative candidate, Andrew Bingham.
Can you tell us in 60 seconds why you're the right person to represent the High Peak in Parliament?
Well, I think I've been the Member of Parliament for 7 years. I've been incredibly privileged to be so. And I think people know from me they will get a very hard-working, conscientious constituency MP who will always put the High Peak first. And many people on the doors, even those who don't vote Conservative, have said to me, you're a good, hard-working MP, and that's what I promise. A lot of hard work and supporting local people in every opportunity I get.
In 60 seconds, sum up the Conservative manifesto, if you can.
The manifesto has got some fairly difficult choices in it because the country faces some difficult choices around long-term adult social care, which I think is something that we need to deal with, and I think the manifesto deals with that. And it does many other things that actually are what we need in the country right now. You know, we know Brexit is going to overarch many things, and I believe that Theresa May and the Conservatives are the team, if you like, to negotiate the best Brexit deal for the country.
Yeah. So what is your position on Brexit and why?
My position was I voted to leave the European Union, as people well know. I didn't campaign because I believed as a referendum, it was down to people to make their own mind up and not be pressured into a decision by their local Member of Parliament. The country voted out, and now it's up to us to negotiate the best possible deal for everybody in the High Peak. Not a deal for the few, a deal for, as I said, everybody, whether they be farmers or businesses or local residents.
Yeah, and for you, is constituency more important than party? And would
yes.
you defy the party whips on an issue if it adversely affected the constituency?
Yes, and I have done so. And I've got, and there's evidence of me standing up against the party whips. Yes, it's had a detriment on my own career, but I'm not in it for my career, I'm in it for the local people. So yes, I would stand against the party whip, and I think people look at my voting record over the last 7 years, they'll see that I've done that.
Yeah. And finally, in three words, sum up your approach to politics.
In three words, positive, optimistic, and where possible, consensual.
If you missed any of those interviews or you didn't catch our general election live debate last week, you can hear them back on the Listen Again pages of our website and on Facebook and Twitter.